On Saturday evening, April 25th, Southern California experienced an earthquake 3.9 on the Richter scale. Could this be a sign of a larger one coming? Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, quote, "And as Jesus was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, 'Master, look, what wonderful stones and buildings.' And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Dost thou see all these great buildings? There will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down.' And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign when all of these things will begin to come to pass?' And in answer, Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, "I am he," and they will lead many astray. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed, for they must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and famines. These things are the beginning of sorrows. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, for a witness to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And when they will lead you away to deliver you up, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to speak, but speak whatever is given to you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children will rise up against parents and put them to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who has persevered till the end will be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 17, 1989. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Jesus is coming through the opening, and he seems to be hurrying down fast because he's moving at a great speed forward. I can see him very clearly now. He looks so beautiful. He has a long flowing hair. His hair looks much longer now. It could be the cape that he has on. The cape is quite shallow around his shoulders. It doesn't have like a cuff like his last cape that I saw. Now, Jesus is looking all about him and smiling, and he's pointing high up into the sky. Oh, there, Our Lady is coming. She's directly over Jesus to the front of his vision, and he's pointing, and Our Lady is coming forward now. But she's not traveling alone. She has a ball under her feet. It looks like a globe of the world. And she's coming down slowly. Oh, and now I can see Jesus. He's smiling. His cape is blowing a bit in the wind up there. And I don't know if it's raining, but it looks so glistening, his cape. And he has a border of gold around the cape now, the mantle part, and down to his feet. And I can see Jesus' feet very closely. He's quite close to us this evening, near the upper tree, directly over Our Lady's statue. And he has on brown leather-like slippers, sandals, really. And Jesus is pointing now with his hand like this to the Blessed Mother, who is now directly at his right side. That would be her left side. Jesus is standing, but it's Jesus' right side. And now Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My dear child, Veronica, it was most urgent that you be here this evening because the evil in your world has accelerated greatly since you were here some time ago. My child and my children of the world, I want you to know this, for the perseverance in the fight ahead to stop the Satanists and their quest to take your children from your homes. I ask all parents at this time to be a steady guardian of their children and not to become obsessed with the things of this world, the pleasures and the monetary gain. I wish that all parents who hear my voice tonight be alerted to the fact that there are over 10,000 now cults in the United States and Canada alone. Many children have been slain by them in sacrifice to Satan. Is this what you want, my children? Parents, keep a close watch on your children. Be sure that they do not leave your home without your knowing where they are going, for many will not return. This avocation of Satanism shall not be prevalent when the Eternal Father gives us the means to reach all humanity with this plea from heaven to save your children from the Satanists. Now, Our Lady is moving over, and she's going to Jesus' right side. That would be her left side. The ball has disappeared, and she's now whispering something I cannot hear to Jesus. And Jesus now is looking straight down at me. His eyes are very beautiful, adoring. They seem to be a light that goes right through you. There's no way to explain it. But I feel so much better now. Yes, Jesus, I do feel much stronger and better now. I was certain I would not be able to be on the ground this evening, but I knew that you wanted me here and Our Lady for reasons, and I knew that you would get me here. Now Jesus is touching his lips again like this, and he's making the sign of the cross with his hand like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child Veronica, I have a mission for you that may not be pleasant. You can reject it when you hear me out, or you can answer yes. What I want you to do, my child, is to reach your bishop, and you will write to him. It's not a personal visit. That I will leave up to you, my child. But you will tell your bishop that we in heaven are much distressed by his current action of allowing the Lutheran group to enter upon the cathedral, my church upon earth, the cathedral of St. Agnes. You will tell him that all heaven is distressed by his mistake. You, my child, will pray much for your bishop and all of the bishops of the world. There are so many errors now abounding that it seems almost hopeless to recover those who have lost their faith. Many have left my church upon earth, and this disagrees with the heavenly plan to save all mankind. I become agitated, my child, when speaking of this, because the fault lies mainly with my clergy. The sheep are wandering now, and so few have taken to prayer to save them. The prayer life of the clergy has almost become nil. That means, my child, that they must return to meditation and constant prayer, or much more shall happen to the earth. There will be pestilence anew. There will be earthquakes in many places. The present one has done nothing compared to what will happen next. There will be a great earthquake in the Los Angeles area and also New York. I told you this before, my children and my child, but I must repeat to you, many prayers are needed now, for the balance is most uneasy. Look up, my child, and tell me what you see over the Father's tree.
We'll pause here for a moment. Our Lord just mentioned that there will be a great earthquake in the Los Angeles and New York areas. How can we protect our family and our homes from these earthquakes? On June 30th, 1984, our Lord said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals. And also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage in your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors," unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains 4 crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5. Plus $3 shipping and handling. Write today, right now. Write these last days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And when you write, could you please send a donation along to help us continue this radio program on this station? In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 520 for a grand total of 37,928 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Ladies of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the actual recording of the messages, the directives from heaven, many miraculous pictures with explanation, this radio program, and much more. We also have special prophecy report on current and future floods, UFOs, earthquakes, the newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. Write that address down, and then it's a good way to share with your relatives and friends the message from heaven. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 17, 1989. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Oh, I see St. Michael. I've known him any place, but oh, he is so large. He covers the whole sky. He has a balance in his hand. It looks like there are gold bars on the right side of the balance, and over on the left, it looks like nothing. And yet, with that nothing, the balance is heavily to the left. Yes, my child, Jesus is pointing. Look up, and you will see why. I look high into the sky, and I see all kinds of merriment, dancing and drinking and carrying on, and I see things that cannot be holy because it offends God very much. I cannot repeat them, but I see scenes of carnage. My child, you are only looking upon earth. Should I show you much more that is taking place at this very hour, you would most certainly pass out from the shock. Because, my child, through the years, I have given you knowledge of the evils of the world, but to experience them would be too much for your weak heart. My child and my children, there is another matter that I brought you here this evening for, my child Veronica. I want you to tell the world again and remind them that they must all make it an issue among their cardinals and their bishops that in order to save the world from communism and its fast gallop of the war Mongols down after those who are innocent of heart, these fast cards of these hoofs come from, my child, the apocalypse. The red horse is war, and war is in the balance. Next, my child. And what can you do about this? This is my direction from heaven, and we hope, my children, that you will get this out to the world. Unless the bishop and the Holy Father, in unity with all the bishops of the world, unless they consecrate Russia to my mother's immaculate heart, the world will be doomed because Russia will continue to spread her errors throughout the world, rising up wars and carnage and pestilence and famine. Is this what you want, my children? Every single soul upon earth that hears my voice this evening has an obligation for the sanctification of their own souls and the souls of those they love to listen to me and follow the direction. I wish that all who hear my words this evening will go forward and beseech, if necessary, the Holy Father and the Bishop with a request for this consecration of Russia. We do not mean the world, my children. We mean Russia. Now also the United States of America, that allowed a two-legged demon to walk through this nation with smiles upon his face as he counted the next victim. Yes, my children, his visit to you was not one of solidarity or ecumenism or anything else. Be they not mortal, I would say that they are demons in human form.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 17, 1989. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now I have a testimony here from Indiana. To Our Lady of the Roses, I was born one of nine children on a small farm near Buffalo, New York. My family, being good Roman Catholics, all attend church regularly. They say the rosary and conduct themselves in a good Christian manner, all except me. I'm afraid, although I truly believe and do believe in everything that I've been taught in our Catholic schools, I was just too busy having fun to practice religion. Therefore, when I married and had children, I failed miserably in my obligation to provide them with any religious background. I did not send them to Catholic schools. I did not teach them to pray. I did not take them to church. And then I went from bad to worse. I broke every commandment except the first and never felt at the least bit guilty about it. It would take me hours to list all the terrible evil things that I have done in my life, among them being adultery and abortion. And I humbly regret every one of my sins. But the sin that I find myself most heartbreaking and regretful of is the sin of omission. The fact that I omitted Jesus, Our Lady, and our Heavenly Father from my children's lives torments me every day after day of my life. I am now on my way back to the church, thanks to members of my family and their prayers, and I would like to tell you a little bit how I happened to come back to church. After hearing and reading about your apparitions, my sister told me of them and sent your tape and played one of the tapes for me over the telephone. I sat and listened for 1 hour and 45 minutes. My sister and I never spoke a word to each other during the whole time. I was so humbly moved, especially at the part when Jesus slammed his fist on the table in your bedroom and knocked over the lamp. I cried. I couldn't stop. I think that I could actually hear what was taking place. A few days later, I returned to my home in Indiana, where I've moved in 1978, a much more humble person. But it was not until 4 weeks later when I injured my back and could not move from the hips down that I prayed the rosary for the first time in 35 years and promised Jesus that I would do anything he asked and say my rosary every day, if only he would heal my back. My husband carried me onto the bed that night while I was crying with excruciating pain. I went to sleep, and while with the rosary in my hand, the next morning I opened my eyes and immediately started to cry. As I knew my back was healed, I whispered to myself, "It's a miracle, it's a miracle," and thanked Jesus immediately. I have you to thank for opening my eyes by distributing the literature and making the tapes of your apparitions. I also have my sister to thank for making these available to me. I will continue to say the rosary every day and pray for the Pope and all the clergy, and especially that I will be able to open up the eyes and the hearts of my four children and my husband before it is too late, and then that is signed. Now I have another party here, and this party is a priest. And the priest is from the Philippines. To Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mother Shrine, brethren, praise be Jesus and his blessed mother. I would like to ask for a few rose petals for distribution and medals of Our Lady of the Roses. Especially, I want to give this to a sick friend of mine who is a physician. And now he is suffering from cancer. I really believe it would cure him. For through Jesus and Mary, there is nothing impossible. If we only believe, even I experienced to be cured from my sinuses when I received the rose petal from your shrine. May the Lord continue to bless all those who work for the Blessed Mother of God. I am looking forward to receive the rose petals and the medals of Our Lady of the Roses. God bless you all, and then that is signed by the priest. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days, before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.